Okay, once again, we're continuing over here in Hilchos Shinui Makom. Once again, just a little quick chazara from last week. We talked last week about the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes regarding Dvarim Shetunim Bracha B'Makomen, whether it's Shayach Shinui Makom by all foods, which is the Shita of Rav Sheshes, versus the Shita of Rav Chisda, who holds that Shinui Makom is only Shayach by foods that are Einan Tunim Bracha B'Makomen. That do not require to go back to the original place to make a bracha achrona. That means any food that you can make a bracha achrona wherever you want, those foods are shayich shinui makom, and therefore you're mishan your makom, you need a new bracha. Okay? And we discussed that machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes turns into a machlokas between Chochmei Ashnaz and Chochmei Sfarad passing like Rav Sheshes that applies by all foods, and the Chochmei Ashkenaz passing like the Shita of Rav Chisda. And that machlokas between Chochmei Sfarad and Chochmei Ashkenaz turns into machlokas between the Machaber and the Roma. And therefore, Lemaisa, by Sfarad, really, Me'ikr, Dina, and Asher, there are Chumros that they are Machmer also, sometimes the Shita's Roma. It really applies by all foods, and therefore, by all foods of a Sfardi, would Mishana his Makom, that really would end his Bracha, and he would require new Brachas, because they hold it applies by both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achorna, which is another Machlokas. Ashkenazim hold, it only applies by foods that are Einan Tunim Bracha Mimakoman, and it only applies by requiring a new Bracha Rishona. A Bracha Achorna, you can make one Bracha Achorna for the two eating sessions together. Now, the Rashbam has a chiddush that at first glance does not make very much sense. And that is, we have to understand, there are two sides to our shailos, which really we're going to be discussing tonight. And that is that any food, by definition, is tunim bracha mimekoman. That means that if I leave the place where I eat, and I do not make a bracha achorna, I have to return to that place. Those foods, since I'm halder, I'm going back to my original kviyas, I'm never mesech das, even if I left that place, and therefore I would not have to make a new bracha. It would not be shayach shinui mak. Okay, that goes hand in hand for Ashkenaz. That goes on for Sephardim. They still have the shayla. The only things that are tuning bracha mekoman. Those you have to make a go back to the original place to make a bracha achron on. They would agree to that. That's true. By dvarim she'einan tunim bracha mekoman, those foods you can make even on the derech. You can make those wherever you find yourself, even if you not make a bracha achronim. Now the Rashbam says that even though we have foods that are quote unquote dvarim tunim bracha mekoman, that's the general rule. You have to go back to the original place and make the bracha there. However, says the Rashbam, if you continue eating in the second location, you can make the bracha achronim there also. Meaning, those things, even if you not eat in the second location, you could go ahead and make a bracha achrona over there. Okay? You have to go back to the original place, unless you continue eating in the second place, and there you could also make a second bracha achrona. That's what the Rashbam explains over there. Now, with this in mind, now we have to define our terms. What is foods that are tunim bracha b'mekoman, and what are foods that are not tunim bracha b'mekoman, and then we can answer, fill it in to answer all of our shalas. So once again, the Rashbam and kuf alfa mebeiz meseches psachim dimer masal bedvarim, and also dimer masal achol dvarim aval dvarim, writes beferish that it all depends on the bracha achrona. Anything with the bracha of bereinuf, bracha achrona of bereinuf fashos, those things are einan tunim bracha b'mekoman. You can make a bereinuf fashos wherever you want, as opposed to anything that has alumich yemein shalosh or birkas hamazon. Those things are tunim bracha b'mekoman. That's a very nice rule that the Rashbam follows. That's what he says. Those are the foods that are required. Tunim bracha b'mekoman, einan tunim bracha b'mekoman. So someone has a meal, is a suda with bread, or he has a suda with mizonos, that's tunim bracha b'mekoman. Nafkamina, you have to go back to the original location. And nafkamina number two, for Ashkenazim, it would not affect shinui makom. It would not affect shinui, even if I left the area and came back, I would not have to make a new bracha. I could continue my suda, whatever I want, because it's tunim bracha b'mekoman. As opposed to anything that's borei nefashos. I had a steak dinner, I had steak and potatoes, which is only delicious, but it's only borei nefashos. Once you had left the area, you would, number one, if you wanted to make a brain of fashos outside the restaurant, go ahead and make a brain, because you don't have to go back in to make the brachrona. And number two, though, it will affect shinui makom for Ashkenazim. And therefore, if I go back to the restaurant now and go back to the restaurant after once I left, I come back in, I would have to make a new bracha on my steak and potatoes because I had a shinui makom. Okay, that's the Shita of the Rashbam. It's also mashma from the Rambam like this also. However, Tosos, Dibur Maskel Elo, he brings some rias against the Rashbam, and he says, Dafka Pas and Mizonos, only those are Tonim Brachim Mimakoma. All other foods, including, according to Tosos, that means, Nafka Mina being, let's say, Paris of Shivas Aminim. Paris of Shivas Aminim, someone has dates, someone has grapes, someone has pomegranates. The advar that shavas minim, according to the Rashbam, that's tunim bracham imakoman. According to the Taisus, that's enan tunim bracham imakoman. That's the major nafkamina over here between the Tosos and the Rashbam. There is actually a third sheet of the Zagos Maimonios. He says only hamotzi is tunim bracham imakoman. Everything else is anat tunim bracham imakoman. So once again, nafkamina number one is which things I'm required to go back to my original location to make a bracha chorno, or continue eating in the second location, as you learned earlier on from the Rashbam. And it's nafkamina number two for Ashkenazim, which foods are shayich shinui mak. Lemaisa, the Mechaber Paskins, he goes, like says, brings down the Rashbam in the Yeshomrim Kama, and Das Tosos ki Yeshomrim Basra. What's the cloud by two Yeshomrims? Yeshomrim Kama, Yeshomrim Basra? Lacha is like Yeshomrim Basra. Stam in Yeshomrim, the Lacha is like the Stam. Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim, the Lacha is like the Basra. So make it a din. It seems like the Mechaber is passing like the Sheet of Tosfos, that we don't have a general point of Fashos versus all the Alamichia. We have a cloud, you have to go by the foods. Mizonos and Amotzi. Tunim Bracham and Makoman. Other foods outside of Amotzi and Mizonos are Einan, Tunin, Bracha, Vimekom. Okay? That is, one second. That is the Das of the Machab. That's it. The Roma, though, brings down Shitas Tosos. I'm sorry, Shitas the Ri. He mentions the Shita of the Ri, which is brought down by Gos Mammonios, that only passes Nechshav, Kitonim, Kedvarim, Tunin, Bracha, Vimekomon. Okay? Nevertheless, that is not how. Even Ashkenazim asking, the Groh and the Shulchan Aruch is Machria like Shitas Tosos, like the Mechaber, and that is also the Mishnah Berurah seems to go ahead also and passes the Iker Didina like the Groh, like Shitas Tosos, Mizonos and Amotzi in, everything else out. Okay? Mizonos and Amotzi in, everything else out. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, that's what you were asking, okay? L'chatchila, he says, by Shivas Aminim, better to treat it as Dvar Matunim Brachamim Makoman and go back to the original location to be Machmir for that sheet. To other places, it sounds like he goes directly with the Grah, and therefore that's Halach L'mais. So therefore, that's how we're going to come out of Halach L'mais. Mizonos products, Hamotzi products, seem like Mizonos outside of rice. Rice is not going to be included over here. Mizonos products, and Amotzi things, those are tunim bracha mimakoman. I have to make the bracha, I have to go back. If I left the restaurant, I have to go back to make the bracha. I left my house, I have to go back to my house. Unless, like we learned earlier from the Rashbam, you eat more of that food in the second location. We'll come back again to this next time, this idea again. Okay, for us, our present purpose is for Hilchos Shinui Makom over here, things that are Mizonos and Amotzi, if you leave the Makom, according to Ashkenazim, you have not stopped your Suda, and therefore, if you go back, or you continue in a second location, you do not need new brachos. Everything's fine. There's not a shinui makom. As opposed to things that are outside Mizonos and Amotzi, those things are going to require a new bracha rishona if you want to continue eating once you've done a shinui makom. I think I mentioned the shayla at the end after shir last week. What happens? What happens if you're eating dvar matunim bracha mimkoman with bracha things that are not tunim bracha mimkoman? Let's say I have, instead of steak and potatoes, I have, I don't know, lasagna and potatoes. So I'm having mizonos and also potatoes. Mizonos is tunim bracha mimkoman, not shayach shinui makom. Potatoes, don't varm shayna tunim bracha mimkoman, yes, shayach shinui makom. What if I have them together? Okay, there is, I don't know, three options over here, I guess. Halach l'maisa. Either I would have to make a bracha also on the mezonos and the potatoes, since I'm eating dvarim she'enem tunim bracha mekomen, meaning the mezonos. Over here, since I'm eating dvarim she'enem tunim bracha mekomen, I'll get dragged in by that. Or I could say the opposite over here, the potatoes will go after the mezonos over here, since the mezonos ain't tunim bracha mekomen, that will affect the potatoes also. And even if I left and I came back, I would not have to make a new bracha on my potatoes. Or you could say a split psak. You have the mezonos that would not require a new bracha, and the potatoes that would require a bracha. One is the ain't tunim bracha, and that is a major machlokas in the post. In the Sefer Vizosa Bracha, page 60, he says it's a suffix shenechlu poskis menaneno. He does not want a machria. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, he told me that he believes that over here the dvarim she'enem tunim bracha mekomen, the ain't of the potatoes, will get dragged in by the mezonos. And a very simple svara, why? Because the whole svara over here, why it does not cause a hesach hadas of shinui makom, is because I have to go back to my original place to make a bracha achrona. So regardless of the fact the potatoes, I don't have to, but I do have to go back for the mezonos anyways. So once I have to go back for the mezonos, so therefore it's like I'm not myself das in the potatoes also, and that will get dragged in also. If you have mezonos and potatoes, or mezonos and a drink, and you've now left the area, you don't have to worry, it's not considered a shitting muckle. For Ashkenazim, when you come back, you're still good to go, and you will not have to make a new bracha korah. So I hope that's clear for over here. Motzi and mezonos are clearly dvar matunim bracha mekomen. Things that are get borei nefashos are clearly not. Wine, grape juice, and pears of shivas aminim, those are somewhat of a suffix. It seems like we possibly make it like the grub and the shita of the Rashbam, the shita of Tosos, that hold that it's dvar matunim bracha mekomen, and ain't tunim bracha mekomen, and therefore it would be shaykh shinui makom. Now, one other din that I want to cover today is the Hemshech HaGemara. I mentioned this last time also. Says the Gemara on Daf Kufa Aleph Amud Beis Masechet Pesachim B'nei Chabura Shayim Mesuvin Lishtos V'Akru Agleim Latzeis Likras Chasun V'Kal. If you had a Chabura that was they're Mesuvin Lishtos, they were having drinks. V'Akru Agleim, and then they were Okur the Raglov to go out to greet a Chasun V'Kal. Shinui Makom. Kishen chosen ain't tunim bracha lechatchila. Places bebed varim amurim sheinuchu sham zakin ochola. That's only where they leave a zakin or chola in the house. Avaloi nuchu sham lo zakin velo chola. Kishen yotzin tunim bracha lemafreya. Kishen chosen tunim bracha lechatchila. When they come back, it'll be shayach shinui makom. Did not leave even when I went at the table. Any of they would have to make a new bracha from over here. We get over here. What's yotzin from this din is that if you leave someone at the table, they point out that Zaki Nechola is Lav Dafka. It could be anyone, any other person. If you leave them at the table and they're still in the house, even though you left, they sort of hold on to your brachas. They hold on to your brachas, and it would not ruin your bracha in this case. Okay? So even though you are drinking something, and that is Darim She'enetun Bracha Mim Koman, when you leave, it should be a Shinui Mako. No, but since you left somebody at the table, same svar as before, I'm going to go back to the people that I left. I'm not going to just leave them hanging over there. And therefore, it's like I'm going back to my Kfiyas Kama Hodor. And therefore, it's not considered a Shinui Makom. Okay? Like, that's what the Ran points out over here. Kave and Shanisha Sham, Lo Nekar Kfiyas. Since I left people there, I'm not really Oker my Kfiyas. Okay? Or it's more similar to what I said. It's like the Drisha. The Drisha says, why? Vada Yachzeru L'Mekomen. You're for sure going to go back to the original location again. So that's Gevaldik over here. Okay? That's what's going on over here. Now, this for sure is a big savior for the Svardim who paskin like the Mechaber, who paskins like Rav Sheshes, like Chachmei Svarad, who paskins like Rav Sheshes, that this applies by all foods. All foods, if you're okay, you're mukum, you leave people back, it's going to save you for brachas. The Shaila though is, does this help also for the Ramah by Dvarim She'enem Tunim Bracha Mimukoma? Does the Beis Yosef claims not? Okay? He claims this only helps when you're having a Kviya Suda. When you're having a Kviya Suda, this helps to go back to the goal. If you're having a Kviya Suda, bread, mizonos, anyways the Ramah holds, it's not going to affect your brachas. There's no Shinui Makom. So over here, says the Beis Yosef, this whole din of mix of Chaverim only really helps for Shitas Rosh Hashas and the Chachmei Svarad, not for them. However, not everyone agrees with him. The Smak, one of the Gedolim Rishonim says beferish that even for Rav Chisda by Dvarim Shein and Tunim Bracha Milkoman, this also helps. Okay, this also helps, and this is how Ashkenaz and Paskin Alach Lamaisa also. And therefore, as long as you leave someone at the table, you leave someone at the table that will save you from bracha from the realm of Shinui Mak. You're sitting at a table in yeshiva. You're sitting at a table in yeshiva, and you have to go out. I don't know. You got down. You ran down to the kotel. You ran down to the kotel for a few minutes, and now you came back up. If you left your friends at the table, you're going back to that table. They will hold on to your brachas even if you're just having shahakal foods at the time. And therefore, it should have been a shinui makom. It should be that I have to leave. I would lose my bracha. If you leave your friends back at the table and you come back, they hold on to your brachas, and therefore you would not require a bracha when you come back. That's the idea over here, leaving mixas chaverim over there. It helps for the svarim by all foods. It helps for Ashkenazim by foods that are shayach. Shinui makom, which is dvarim she'einan tunim bracha b'makoman. Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll end off shinui makom. We'll talk about holchi drachim and eating in two different makomos, which is very shy. You started in one place. Can you continue in another place? When yes, when no. Ad kan for today.
If I didn't leave a bracha, if I didn't leave anyone.